From Washington, this is VOA News. Pressure is growing on British Prime Minister Theresa May to announce her intention to resign in the next few months. Senior members of her Conservative Party told VOA it is only a matter of time before she must resign. May has been working to hang on to power after this week's disastrous elections in which her party lost control of Parliament. But British newspapers report five members of the cabinet have already agreed to give their support to someone else if May doesn't announce when she will leave office. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he wants a chance to form a government.
We have received massive support in this election. I'm very proud of the support we received. I'm very proud of the campaign we ran. Ours is a campaign of hope, real opportunities for young people, and real security for older people. We bring people together.
Do you think Theresa May must go now?
We've made it very clear that this government sought a mandate. It didn't get it. There's a lesson there.
French President Emmanuel Macron's new centrist party is expected to gain a majority in Parliament, according to the first exit polls, following the first round of parliamentary elections Sunday. Macron's centrist Republic on the Move party and its allies were seen winning the largest share of votes in this first round of elections, according to data released by the Interior Ministry after a partial vote count in the minutes after polls closed. The partial count does not include votes from the country's largest cities, and it has been inaccurate in the past, but a number of exit polls have corroborated the estimations, indicating that Macron's party will win more than an absolute majority. You are listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. Voters in Kosovo chose members of Parliament Sunday. The election was called in May when the government lost a confidence vote after the opposition accused it of not fulfilling promises to improve the country's standard of living. This voter isn't holding out hope that the election will change things.
Honestly, I don't expect that much because previous governments didn't show that much for population. Hopefully, this time it will be better, and especially for the poor people, for somebody who doesn't work. That we have more than 45% of people that doesn't work in Kosovo.
In line with earlier public opinion polls, an exit poll by Clan Kosovo TV indicated a coalition of three former leaders of the Kosovo Liberation Army is in the lead with 40% of votes. The three were major wartime figures. All of them had been accused of war crimes but were found not guilty by the International Tribunal at The Hague. Somalian U.S. military forces have destroyed an al-Shabaab training base in Somalia's middle Juba region. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo said Sunday he authorized the country's special forces, with support from international partners, to conduct a pre-dawn strike against an al-Shabaab training camp near Sakau. He said the strike destroyed a key al-Shabaab command and supply hub, which will, in his words, disrupt the enemy's ability to conduct new attacks within Somalia. American military officials say they have no information to confirm or deny a report that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike. Independent experts are expressing skepticism about the fast-spreading claims of the terrorist leader's death. Those claims reportedly were broadcast late Saturday on Syrian state television. But the British Broadcasting Corporation's monitoring service said Sunday it had detected no such report on either state television or Syria's state news agency, Sana. American lawmakers said Sunday they want answers from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions when he testifies this week before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The committee is investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. And Rafael Nadal defeated Stan Wawrinka in straight sets Sunday in the final match of the French Open. He won the Grand Slam for the 10th time in his career. Nadal is now the only man in tennis history to win a major tournament 10 times. Just one day earlier, history was also made in women's singles at the tournament when 20-year-old Latvian Jelena Ostapenko became the lowest-ranked player to ever win the French Open. There's more anytime on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.